Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 20th, 2023. Demonstrate love for the creator. We must understand that the creator's script involves a lot of actors on both the left and right side. And we need to walk along the middle line quietly, calmly, heading for the goal in front of us, and thinking only about it. Therefore, it is not necessary to enter into any discussions and clarifications. All people are the Creator's creations and must reveal the true purpose of their life and advance toward it. Our organization, Benny Baruch, shows everyone an example in this, the middle line. Every person and every current does their work that is organized by the Creator in order to eventually attract all people to his goal. We need to try to be above all these currents, and calmly, intelligently, in relation to everyone, move along our path in the middle line toward brotherly love and the Creator. From a conversation at a meal, July 14, 2023. I hide nothing. Comment: sometimes you say that after you there will be extensive material in the archive, and then the group can go on by itself. My response: no, it will not work. It will be the same as all over the world, the same fuss. If a certain mass of people from among my students do not reach the exit to the upper world, then all this may fall again and die out. The world will plunge into darkness again, and will be unable to reach the upper degree in a kind, smooth, fast way. It will plunge into decades of wars, terrible wars of annihilation, shoot, burn, and clean up the earth. Question: you say that the teacher does the work for the students. What do you do to help students? What elements do you use? Answer: I act the same way as parents who do everything for their children, but this is hidden from the child's awareness. That is why you do not see or feel anything yet. You are at the degree of a child. Question: maybe you will reveal some secret? Answer: there are no secrets here. I am not hiding anything. You hide everything from yourself with your own brains. The whole of nature, the whole universe, is open. What can I do? Should I put different eyes in you so that you can see? A small child who really wants to become an adult is comforted by the toy bought for him. He plays with it, he sees himself in it, it matches him. What can he do with a huge car or with some incomprehensible system? From CabTVs I got a call. You can't advance ahead without a teacher. July 23, 2011. While I live. Question: what discussions did you have with your teacher? Answer: he repeated the same thing 100 times. It entered me gradually, until eventually at least something got in. Therefore, today I understand why everything is happening in the world. I understand the situation. As long as I live, I want to pass on my knowledge to others and thereby relieve some moments of humanity's existence. I hope I can do it. What else do I live for? If I received some knowledge and it suddenly starts to be really useful today, how can I not share it? Humanity perhaps today still does not understand much, except for a small part of people, but it is approaching this very quickly. I am sure that our knowledge will spread without any connection with me. It does not matter to me. Gradually, people will see that everything that happens to them today is necessary only so that they unite. And after uniting, they will enter a new level, a new degree. From CabTVs I got a call. Balance or Ballast, August 31, 2011. The paradoxes of anti-Semitism. Question: do you think anti-Semitism will change? Answer: no, it will not change until the complete correction of humanity, because man's natural egoistic nature makes him a hater of the Creator. If the point in the heart is present in a person, which is a part of the Creator from above, then he hates this point, but does not know why. He invents all sorts of other reasons, like, For example, Jews steal, plunder, lie, and use me. They have long noses, long ears, or something else. All this is not clear. Question: how can we use this? Answer: you cannot. We have to tell man why he exists. Everything will pass. There is not much time left now. Humanity will receive a few more blows on the head and will start to come to. I hope it will happen over the next few years. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Hatred of the Jews, May 14, 2011. Psychological deviations and a person's inner development. Question: according to Kabbalah, should we treat mentally unstable people, or is it better to leave them alone? Answer: in general, Kabbalah does not have an objective to treat a person. If one wants to study Kabbalah, he has this opportunity. Nowadays, the wisdom of Kabbalah is becoming open to all. It does not matter who studies it, a Jew or non-Jew, a healthy person or one with psychological problems, the internet is open for all. Feel free to study. There are no limitations to study Kabbalah. It cannot be closed for someone or graduated based on certain conditions. It cannot be this way. This cannot be because every person has to achieve the goal of his creation. He cannot remain at that animal level where he exists. This is the spiritually inanimate level. Comment: but Kabbalah attracts many people with a predisposition, for example, for schizophrenia. My response: this is natural. If you enter the psychology or psychiatry department at any university, you will see that half of the students there are with such inclinations because they are attracted to this. Whereas people with an aptitude for technical studies whose brains work 1 plus 1 equals to go into technology. People who are inclined to grow not up, but down become educators, teachers. I do not want to insult anyone, I am just talking about people's inclinations, what they want to deal with, some of them with metal, others with human material, a third kind with children, a fourth kind with stars, and so forth. Basically, these social and psychological inclinations do not matter for our inner spiritual development. They are not reflected whatsoever in spiritual development. Such a difference between people exists only at the corporeal level. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Brain of a Madman, July 12, 2011. Bow your head before the others. Comment: you say that pride throws a person away from spirituality. Two or three times, he is given a chance, and then he is either discarded or enters. But pride is not under a person's control. My response: it means we need to work on it. How it will work out is another matter. When you work on yourself, you begin to understand that pride is not under your control, but what is that you can start screaming to be saved from it. 99% of people drop out from Kabbalah because of pride, because it is the only factor that prevents them from advancing. Pride is the inability of a person to bend his head before others, to make himself nothing, and to do what is indicated. Despite the fact that you do not want to, cannot force yourself, and have excuses, you still have to do everything through I cannot, and approach people whom you are unable to approach, and from whom you are repelled. Meaning, all your egoism, your feelings, and views crumple up like a piece of paper. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Entrance to the Spiritual, July 30, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the story and lesson of Cain and Abel? Cain and Abel are two inner forces. One of them is our egoistic nature, a quality of receiving pleasure for oneself alone. The other is the Creator's nature, a quality of bestowing pleasure, which descends into us, and which we develop from its initial manifestation that is called the point in the heart. The story of Cain and Abel discusses conquering, killing and competing with one another, That is, what we engage with in life until we take the reins into our own hands and start advancing toward the purpose of creation, adhesion with the Creator, on our own accord, by restricting the egoistic force, making its use constructive, and overpowering it with the force of bestowal in us.